Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, and we are talking players to cut in Week 8. Now let's go ahead and dive right in with players to cut in deep leagues of 12 teams or more. First up, Matt Stafford. This is the start of a potentially rough stretch for Matt Stafford. San Francisco may have struggled against Carolina last week, but I would fully expect for them to regroup and put together a strong defensive performance, especially against a division rival with both teams desperate to win the division. After San Francisco, they face a Tampa Bay team that is reeling and struggling with injuries, but could be healthier in 2 weeks. That's followed up by an Arizona team that held Stafford to 249 yards and no touchdowns in Week 3. I just would not feel comfortable starting him, and you have far higher upside streaming options week to week. Mecole Hardman. If you are dealing with injuries on your team and need to make a cut, Mecole Hardman can be one of those guys. It's tough at this point to recommend cutting a Kansas City receiver because of the fact that any given week, any one of them could be the guy that has 20 plus fantasy points. But that player could also be the guy who gets 0 to 5 fantasy points. Hardman is coming off a huge performance, but he's still a player that has yet to see more than 5 targets in a game. And while his past 3 weeks of production has improved, this is not something I would expect to stick around consistently. On top of all of that, the Kansas City receiving core is getting messier with the addition of Kadarius Toney. With Hardman on a bye week, you can make the cut if you need space. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. We're going to do a 2-for-1 special here with Mecole Hardman and Marquez Valdes-Scantling for the exact same reason. You can cut a player on a bye week whose range of outcome is 0 to 15 fantasy points. The floor is bad, and the ceiling isn't high enough or consistent enough to justify rolling him out on a weekly basis the way you feel confident in other boom-bust players like Tyler Lockett. MVS has seen higher target counts than Hardman. He's seen as high as 8. And the yardage can be good because he's such a vertical threat, but he's still yet to catch a touchdown and lacks upside. And while I don't think Kadarius Toney will come in and dominate the receiving core, his presence is enough that I feel certain that you can drop MVS on the bye week and come right back to him in Week 9 if you need to. I don't think fantasy managers will be rushing to the waiver wire to get him. Drop him now if you need the space and grab him next week. Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup's return has been incredibly underwhelming. In his first game back in Week 4, Gallup had 2 receptions on 3 targets and a touchdown. Coming off a significant injury, that felt like a win. But since then, he has failed to reach double-digit fantasy points. And in Dak Prescott's return to action, Gallup had 0 receptions on 2 targets. To make matters worse, this isn't just the Dallas offense being ineffective. Noah Brown has outsnapped Gallup significantly for the past 4 weeks. To top that off, the second and third string tight ends were on the field a decent amount of time. Combined with Dalton Schultz, they saw 8 targets and a touchdown. CeeDee Lamb is the alpha. Noah Brown is commanding high snap counts, and the tight ends are being big contributors. Gallup just might have lost his way in this offense. Hunter Renfrow. This cut pains me as I absolutely love Hunter Renfrow. Renfrow was wide receiver 11 in PPR with 103 receptions, over 1,000 yards, and 9 touchdowns. But he has completely lost upside and opportunity, and I just don't see how it returns barring injury to either Devontae Adams or Josh Jacobs. The Raiders' offense runs through Josh Jacobs, who is the RB2 in average points per game in PPR. And any opportunity not taken by Jacobs is taken by Adams. On top of all of that, Mac Hollins is massively outsnapping Hunter Renfrow. In the past two games, Renfrow has 55 and 57% of snaps, while Hollins has seen 95 and 100. And this is not new. Hollins has dominated snap counts all season long. Renfrow is a guy that has taken advantage of opportunities given. But unfortunately, the opportunities just aren't there anymore. Moving on to players to cut in shallow leagues. First up, Chase Edmonds. At this point, we all know that if you're holding on to Chase Edmonds, it is 100% due to him being a handcuff to a guy that has played a full season just one time in his career. And it's the only thing keeping him off of the players to cut list in deep leagues. If Mostert went down, Edmonds is the lead back in a potent offense that moves the ball extremely well and provides goal line opportunities. But outside of that, there is no reason to roster him. Because unlike his situation in Arizona, he's just not receiving much pass work. Edmonds was very startable last year in a committee because he was a bit of a target hog when he was healthy. But over the past three games, he's seen just two targets in every game. There are likely higher value handcuffs on waivers that you'd rather have other than Edmonds. Alec Pierce. Prior to his underwhelming Week 7 performance, Alec Pierce had three straight weeks of double-digit fantasy points and looked like he was working his way towards being the wide receiver 2 in the Colts offense. Pierce is an incredibly talented rookie who had a quick impact and had clear rapport with Matt Ryan. But Matt Ryan is out and we have entered the Sam Ellinger era. Ellinger is known for good mobility and is a tough dual-threat quarterback who has solid short and intermediate throws, but his arm strength has been questionable, and his deep balls are hit or miss. Believe it or not, Pierce has been the deep threat in this offense with an ADOT of 12. Michael Pittman Jr. just hasn't been utilized downfield this season and has an ADOT of 6.8. Paris Campbell has come on very strong over the past two games with a total of 17 receptions on 23 targets and two touchdowns with an ADOT of 5.1. Pierce just might be the odd man out here. Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry was a frequent flyer on my players to cut list earlier in the season. And two solid games in week 5 and 6 might have made you believe he's someone who can have a permanent home on your roster. But that is not the case. Henry's performance is likely influenced by who he faced, Detroit and Cleveland. He's a matchup-dependent tight end that still has to deal with a low pass volume offense and Jonnu Smith taking away a few targets. I wouldn't start him this week against the Jets, and I wouldn't advise holding on to multiple tight ends unless you have a reliable weekly option you're holding on to through a bye week. Hunter Henry is not one of those guys. Drake London. Don't panic. Dropping Drake London is only in shallow leagues if you are desperate. I am genuinely unsure of what the Falcons are doing. But they are one win out of first place in the NFC South, which isn't saying much, but it likely means that they stay the course with their extreme low pass volume because it's kind of working for them. But unfortunately, it just doesn't work for the Atlanta pass catchers. And London has failed to reach double-digit fantasy points for four games in a row now. Mariota has averaged just 10 completions over that stretch. It's just not possible to be successful under those circumstances. Romeo Doubs. You guys are not going to like this one, so I saved it for last. As a reminder, just because a player is on the players to cut list does not mean you have to drop him. It means you can if you need to. If you can afford to hold on to Doubs and you don't need to grab anything off waivers, then this option is not for you. But if you are stressed out looking for someone to cut in a shallow league, Doubs is an option. Aaron Rodgers came out and said that Aaron Jones and Alan Lazard are the only players doing things right. He is visibly frustrated with everyone else. And if he had the option, I don't think Doubs would see any targets this week. But because Lazard is dealing with an injury, he might have to. But here's the problem for fantasy managers. Do you really want to start Romeo Doubs against Buffalo? A Buffalo defense that has basically held all pass catchers in check outside of Cooper Kupp, Travis Kelce, and oddly enough, Juju Smith-Schuster. It would be a risky move.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.